G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of November 24. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, we've got the last Group 1 of spring on Saturday. Mind you, there is one the following Saturday, but that is technically summer. The one this Saturday is the Curran Railway Stakes, 1600 metres. A big team of raiders targeting this million-dollar race. Hasn't been won by an Eastern States horse for several years now.
Yeah, the locals have had the wood on them in the recent years. We've got last year's winner trying to go back to that great shot. Not sure what the record is of horses that have done the race more than once. Don't know if there's been too many. But he seems to be racing well enough to give himself a shot at going back to back. But, one of the locals is a very warm favourite. Six-year-old mare too, Galaxy Star. So, you know, she's sort of bursting onto the scene later in life than perhaps many do. But, she looks hard to beat. Obviously, Darren Weir sent a couple across, and you'd have to think they're going to measure up pretty well with a bit of luck. And Chris Lee's also with representative. So it's a pretty good renewal. Probably lacking an absolute star, but still a very competitive field.
All right, we'll get to the railway very shortly. We'll take you right through the black type at Ascot. Starting with race three, Carbine Club of WA Stakes, listed race over 1,400.
I went 4 Frio to continue on his winning way. Last start winner of the Peters Stakes. I think that was last week, and I think that could have got him into the railway. I'm pretty sure that was a ballot free race, but they've elected to come back to the 1,400, and he'll be pretty hard to beat. 9 In Love with Paris looks a danger. Next best, 7 Prying Tom, and 2 State Solicitor, who's just struggling to find his best form this prep.
BJ Ryan, who did pick Frio last week as his value bet, has actually gone for Pinzu here. First up, number 6, Pinzu to beat Frio, In Love with Paris, and 2 State Solicitor. Race 4 at Ascot on Saturday, Tab Touch Placid Arc Stakes, 1,200, listed for 3-year-olds.
Dance Music for me, building a good record, 3 wins, 4 starts. Ben Allen gets an opportunity to ride for Simon Miller. Willie Pike's been aboard all 4 times, but of course he is required to ride the Peters-owned Philly Festival Miss, who I've got in for second, number 10. Next best, 2 Pablo's Poem, and 4 Cup Night.
And same trifecta for BJ, Dance Music Festival Miss, Pablo's Poem. Got Shapita in for fourth. Race 5 at Ascot, Magic Millions Tattersall's Cup, 2,100. These are on the way to the Perth Cup. This is a listed event.
I've gone with 3 Royal Star. She was placed in the Perth Cup last year, finishing third. She's had 2 runs back, showed improvement at Northam last time out, 2,100 suits. Might still be a run short, and obviously Willie Pike sides with Mississippi Delta. But I'll go Royal Star each way to beat number 9, 1 Prize Catch in for third, and 5 Blue Tracer next.
And BJ is with Mississippi Delta, and Willie Pike, in fact, made the mare his best of the day. Race 6, Crown Perth Jungle Mist Classic, 1,200 fillies and mares listed.
3 Ciani showed good promise in Perth, came across, joined the Busted and Young Yard and ran some really good races, cracking races at Mooney Valley and the Typhoon Tracy when placing. Sort of went off the boil a little bit, but she's back west and resumed with a very good win. I think she can go on with the job. Number 12, Pearls and Prawns, is building an excellent record. It was probably her toughest test last start, but she got the job done. 2 Celebrity Dream in for third, and for fourth, number 5 Royal Missile.
6 Misty Metal for BJ to beat 2 Celebrity Dream, 12 Pearls and Prawns, 7 How to Fly. First of the real big ones is race 7 at Ascot on Saturday, and that is the Group 2 Sky Racing WA Guineas, 3-year-olds, 1600 metres at set weights.
Well, I am tipping a big day for Ben Allen and Darren Weir to start off with Junipel in the WA Guineas. This horse looked home at Flemington during the Cup Carnival. It stepped up to 1,800 and just got outstayed the last little bit by Vow and Declare. But I think he's a talented colt, still got plenty of upside. 15, Arcadia Queen, talented filly. The Pike Peters combo, probably going to start favourite. 8, True Defender, the stablemate, might be the value. Blinker's first time, Craig Newitt to ride from a good draw. I think the step up and trip will suit this son of Piero. And in for fourth, number 7, Ulusaba, who's one of the Eastern State Raiders for the Waterhouse Bot team.
And BJ Ryan sticking with Arcadia Queen, number 15, to beat 1 Lord Help Me Run, 10 Juniper, and 14 Lady Cosmology. The big one is race 8, Curran Railway Stakes, 1600 metre handicap. and it is worth $1 million.
Yeah, well, the Alan Weir combo for me, I've gone with Peaceful State. He just looked to peak in that Cantala Stakes. I thought that was his race, and he ran really well. Just couldn't get past Best of Days and Le Romain, but it was an excellent run in defeat, and he's had that run at the mile now. I think he's still on the way up, not like sometimes you get these horses that have, you know, sort of been to the well maybe once too often in the spring, but I think he's still got a bit of upside about him. So I've gone his way. A Weir Quinella for me, Iconoclasm. He's probably the one that's over the odds. You can get $9 or $10 for him. That was his biggest test in the Cantala, and he ran super. The Kennedy Mile race is also known as, that's probably what people would know it as. He was pretty good, got held up late, finished midfield. Certainly, he's a winner. He's on 7 from 13, so I wouldn't be shocked if he could step up again. 11, Galaxy Star in for third. She looks to have the locals covered. And number one, Material Man. He's a bit of the X factor. Perth Cup winner. He was going to come across here, I think, and have a go at a Caulfield Cup, but had a setback. So they've gone to try and set him for this race first up. It's been done before, the Railway first up. And Justin Warwick, good trainer. He's won 3 from 4 fresh, this horse, so I wouldn't be putting a pen through him.
And BJ likes Galaxy Star, the local mare, to beat Peaceful State, Material Man first up, and Prized Icon for fourth. 11-7, 1-5. BJ's best, as I mentioned, was race 5, number 9, Mississippi Delta. His value bet we didn't discuss, that's race 2, number 10, Cockapoo. Joel liked going against the BJ's best for his value bet. That's race 5, number 3, Royal Star in the Tats Cup, and Joel's best in the Railway. Race 8, number 7, Peaceful State. Back east, we head up to Sportsbet Ballarat for the main Victorian Metro meeting. And it's a big card, 10 race card. And you know, I was thinking, Joel, that Ballarat, they kind of, like everyone else wanted to, like with this Ballarat Cup Day, it's sort of right at the tail end of the carnival where the excitement has started to die down. And, you know, we've had other clubs like, you know, Bendigo, for example, wanting to get back into the spring carnival problem. But it probably works quite well for Ballarat, this date, because it allows them to put on a whole lot of benchmark races, and they get huge fields. You
massive
know,
fields,
the fields really, you know, the last few days of the spring carnival proper, the fields are really starting to taper off as the good horses head to the paddock. But with this, they've got quite a few benchmark races on the 10 race card, and there's fresh horses on the scene looking to contest them. So as a result, they get 157 acceptors, and their turnover is probably through the roof. The main race is race 8. It is the Sportsbet Ballarat Cup, 2200 metres. Darren Weir's only won it once. Got 6 runners here, including 2 of the emergencies, one of which has already got a run. So Weir will have at least 5 going with one of those.
He will have 6, I think, at least. 7 if Lucky For All gets in. He hasn't scratched any of his yet, I don't think. So
he's only have 5 in the main body of it. I thought he only had 4.
Yeah, no, 5. 3, 4, 5, 8 and 13.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, 19's got a run. I think he said yesterday that Connections were toying with the idea about number 19. Just a bit worried about that barrier. So I think he's the only one that might come out to give Lucky For All a start, who is as short as $3.80 now, so very short. He's coming off a forgive run with a saddle slip at Flemington last start. And look, he's certainly in the mix. I haven't got him in my 4, but you'd certainly have him in your quaddy numbers. Tough race. I've gone with 12, Lycurgus. He really did a good job last prep. He's just a natural stayer. He got to 2,400 third up, won easily, won again his next start, won again 2 starts later at Flemington, placed in the Banjo Patterson. And he's come back. Look, Wait For Age race was never going to suit first up at the Valley. And then 2,000 metres second up, and he was excellent in the race won by Top Prospect. He loomed, just peaked on his run, drops 5.5 kilos. As I said, no problems getting to this sort of trip third up. I think he'll run you a really good race. I guess the one query with this whole meeting is how much rain we're going to cop. Predicted to get a fair bit, so I think it's in the good range at the moment. But you know, if we get stacks of rain, we could just throw all these tips on their head. And Lycurgus's wet form isn't brilliant, but he has one on the soft. So he's my tip anyway, each way. To beat 5, Kawaya, He will be a horse who will find the wet track a negative. Even though he's won on a heavy, I think he's much better on top of the ground. Probably should have gone close to winning last week in the Eclipse Stakes. One Life Less Ordinary in for third. He's racing really well. Just needs another win, but he's certainly knocking on the door, and he can carry the weight. And seven, Lover Lover. I thought she would improve in the Matriarch. She did. And we saw El Libretto came out of that race and run pretty well in the Zipping Classic last week. So I've thrown her in for fourth. 12, 5, 1, 7.
Well, I got three of the weir runners. 1, 2, 3, not the favourite. 5, Kawaya. 3, Another Coldy. 1, Life Less Ordinary. Sorry, I've only got two weir runners. 2 and then the Waller and Lycurgus for fourth. So I got 5, 3, 1 and 12. My best was race 7, number 8, Haunted, for James Cummings. Again, as you say, this rain, which has just started as we... well, mind you, we're down in Melbourne, but if it's going to rain in Melbourne, it's probably going to rain in Ballarat, and it has started to rain in Melbourne as we speak to you on Thursday afternoon. And my value bet was race 3, number 9, Khartoum, that good stayer for Pat Carey. Could be ready to peak. Fourth up, comes to 2,300, could be ideal. Your best in value bets at Ballarat, Sportsbet Ballarat?
I made my best Platinum Angel. She's really well found by the market. Race 9, number 5, very well placed at the weights. Her first up run was a cracker, and just forget the last one, the last run, atrial fibrillation. And they usually bounce back off that. She should get enough tempo to suit, and she can handle the soft if the rain comes. So pretty keen on her. My value bet, I've made it in, well, it's probably the hardest race of the day, the two-year-old Clockwise Classic, trying to study all the jump outs, and most of them have showed good ability. I probably could only put the pen through maybe at a stretch 1 and 9, but even then they've showed enough. I've gone to number 3, Hawker Hurricane, though, and I'll be just keen to back the judgment and have something on him. He's around the $6.50, $7 mark. Won a jump out at Flemington. And then in his Clockwise jump out at Ballarat, he was posted 4 deep, which is probably not ideal, first go that way around. But I thought he stuck on well. He improved when Mark Zara asked him to, and then switched off late, and Zara takes the ride. So I'll be happy to just have a little bet on him. Wouldn't go too silly. And my roughie for the day is Lamborghini, race 6, number 3, from the Paddy Payne Yard. 8-year-old gelding. He's obviously had his share of issues, lightly raced. We haven't seen him for about 11 months. He was super in those two runs back in December last year. The first up run was a cracker, and then he went on with it. And obviously issues came up, and he's been off the scene for quite some time. But he's had two trials. I just reckon he'll be ready. And big field, but I think there's a bit of a tail to that race. So 26 to 1, maybe something small on him.
Okay, Rosehill Gardens, again the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. And... once again, we've got 18 and 4 emergencies for the Country Classic. These sort of special features that they do for the out-of-town horses have really hit the spot with owners and trainers in New South Wales. And the Country Classic, which is over 2,000 metres and is worth $125,000, restricted to country-trained horses. There may be other restrictions. Did you have to qualify for it, John?
Country-trained horses, they had to have had, I think, their last three runs with a country stable. There were no heats, so there was no sort of qualifying races. But, the weights are just on, you know, whether they're a Class 6 horse or open horse or Class 3 horse, and just get weighted accordingly. But, difficult race to assess because so many different form lines, so many different lead-up races that they've come through. I've ended up going for number 6, De Beek, who ran a really good race last year, finishing third. Was sent out about sort of 25, 30 to 1 that day, pressed forward and battled on really well, hit the front and was still in front at the 150, and then just got run down. But a good run. That was, I think, his fifth or sixth run over 2,000 metres for that prep, and he'd had a really busy, long campaign. And just whether he was hitting it on tired legs, I guess that was the query, even though he ran well. This time in, they've taken a bit of a different approach, Barbara Joseph and Paul Jones, and he's only had the two runs in, and they've both been at a mile. So he hits it on fresh legs, third up, out to 2,000. The claim helps, gets him in really well. He's going to press forward, and I think he'll run a really good race each way. 8 Most Exalted's an interesting runner out to this trip for the first time in a while. He's a winner at 1,900, and he's got a bit of class on his side. And then the Matt Dale pair, 16 Rapture Miss, and 9 Shangani Patrol. De Beek was my value bet for the card, and my best is in the following race. Race 8, number 7, Sharshur, who is a talented galloper. He spent a long time on the sidelines, near on 2 years. But Chris Waller's got him back and looks to be going well. His first up run was an eye-catcher. Just got too far back second up, but he still worked home well late. Possibly looking for further than 1,500, but he's drawn well. So I think it's a different story to last time where he drew 11, went right back. He's drawn 3. He can posse up in the first 5 or 6, and I think his class will get him home. That's race 8, number 7.
They're racing on the Parks track at Morfordville once again this Saturday. We've got the track as a soft 5 in your winning post, but suggest you check your local guides. Bit of rain forecast over there, I believe. Our panel, Paul Richards, Daniel Nuttall, Daniel Borg, unanimous in the best of the day, and that is race 6, number 6, Lord Sundowner for Mick Price. James Jordan has 3 gems for us. Race 1, number 4, Soaring High, who in fact is the less favoured of the McDonald and Glias pair. Wasabi Bob is quite a warm favourite, but Soaring High at about the $5 mark. James's second gem is a lot shorter, but should be winning, and that is the odds on Pop Race 2, number 2, Be My Star. And his other gem is Race 4, number 3, Mystified, who has chased home the very much informed Rewarding Laughter in both runs this time in. No Rewarding Laughter this time, so get your gems out of the way early. Your big all-up bet is out of the way by 3:32 Eastern Daylight Time. Doomben, Joel, is the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday.
And we have a couple of stakes races.
You do too.
Yeah, Legacy Fillies and Mares Classic over 1,200. Race 7, I'm with number 10. She Sees Everything. Would have been with Problem Solver, but they've elected to keep her in Sydney, where she'll be hard to beat. She Sees Everything really came of age last prep. She only had 4 runs, but won 2 of them and was very impressive first up. Just a big win. I think she's up to this level from a good draw. We saw Tony Golan on fire last weekend, so well worth thought, number 10. To beat 3, Plucky Girl for the Edmonds team. Just built a really good record last prep. 4 wins on the trot, I think 5 out of 6. Resumes here, will improve with a run, but certainly looks a threat. As does number 8, Foxy Housewife, who's had the benefit of the run. And number 5, in for 4th of the day. Will improve with a run, but you can certainly throw her in your first 4s. The other black type race is the Recognition Stakes, race 8, over the 1350. On with number 9, Just Dreaming from the Chris Lees yard. She's been a little bit costly this time in, beaten as favourite both times. She led first up and she set outside the leader last start. I just think she's a mare that needs some cover. Hopefully she can slot in and find a good spot from middle draw, and she might be able to bounce back to her best. 2, Nickanova, the hardest to beat. He's won 6 from 11. He's a real talent. 5, Dreams of Plenty, will strip fitter. And 8, She Is What She is very game. She does improve with a run under the belt, but she'll press forward and give you a really good sight. My best is Mashani Vidra, race 2, number 3. Promising galloper out to the mile is a big positive. And my value is Highway. Shocking gate, but race 5, number 6, was placed in the roses before tackling the Oaks in the winter. She was 1,400 to 2,000 in Sydney last start, was okay behind Skyboy. This is a lot easier, and she'll strip fitter. And she can use a bit of her gate speed to hopefully get forward and get it some sort of a decent run, and if she does, I think she'll run well.
Alrighty, earlier in the day across the Tasman, where are they?
Pukekohe and Awapuni on Saturday. Pukekohe has a really good meeting, 4 black type races. My best bet is in one of the benchmark races, race 4, number 4, On the Rocks, first up for the Moroni Gerard stable, 4-year-old stallion. He won the Avondale Guineas, that's a good horse's race. He finished midfield in the New Zealand Derby. 1,400, a bit short of his best, but he trialled up okay, and just don't think there's too many winning hopes here. If he can get into some sort of a decent position from the gate, I think his class will just seem go very close. And my value bet is Love Affair, race 5, number 3. She's been up and back in distance this time in. She's on the back up, and 1,400 metres, I think, is her go. I think she's just worth another chance after being a bit disappointing as favourite last week. She's race 5, number 3. Awapuni, my best is Siroc, race 6, number 8. Last start winner in a much easier race, but big drop in weight, down to 51 kilos. He'll give a good sight, and my value bet is Edwardian Lady, race 8, number 8. Fitter for 2 runs back, looks ready for a peak run this prep, just needs a bit of luck from the awkward gate.
All right, that takes care of a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget, your winning post will carry you right through Friday night, Moonee Valley, of course. There's a Sunshine Coast meeting as well, Saturday and Sunday. And the highlight of Sunday is the Bet365 Kilmore Cup at Bet365 Park, Kilmore. And that is a 1600 metre listed race. Richo's Best of the Day comes up there. That's number 10, Manuel. But barrier 14 of 14 for Manuel. Got the good form, obviously, from last start. But I think that's going to be another one where you've got to check your local guides. We've got it marked as a good four. But presumably they will cop a bit of rain in Kilmore over the weekend. Did you have any thoughts about Kilmore, John?
No thoughts. I haven't spec'd that meeting yet.
All righty. Well, finally, our best $20 bet of the weekend.
I'll go to Sydney, race 8, number 7, Sharshaw. Third up, I think, from a good gate, just looks very hard to beat.
And I will go, I'm going to go $10 each way. Sportsbet Ballarat, race 3, number 9, Khartoum. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.